let me do the best. Let's try to figure out the best that we can to get together. Maybe together we'll figure it out. And the Yerushalmi in Trumos, I certainly didn't look up. Okay, so that's going to be for sure. I don't know. You'll see what I mean in a moment. Tzadi Beis. Let's turn to page Tzadi Beis. The very last line. Page Tzadi Beis. The very last line. We are in the middle of Halacha, or we call it Simonim, or Seifim. I don't know what you want to call it. Ayin Gimel. Halacha Ayin Gimel on page Tzadi Beis. The very last line. We were in the middle of this yesterday, and I was thumping. I couldn't figure out what I was saying, and I still don't know what I'm saying. But at least I tried a little bit for a few minutes. Let's see. Umeiriv acher al tisaber. The word tisaber means do not get hot-headed. That's what the Ibn Ezra translates the word tisaber from. Comes from this pasuk. He quotes ki al kimalcha ulitzarzo. What do you need this for? What do you need to get yourself involved in a machlekes that you have nothing to gain from? Someone else's problem. So don't stick your head. Don't krich where you don't belong. Okay, someone once told me that's the yisod of life. Don't krich, don't crawl. Don't crawl in a place that you don't belong. Say to a child, don't krich under the bed. Don't krich in the closet. Don't crawl in life. All the lessons of life you learn in kindergarten. Everything you need to know about life is in kindergarten. Share your toys. Don't fight with the other children. Don't krich where you don't belong. You sit down when you eat. Behave yourself, take a nap. Clean up after yourself. Everything you learn about life you learn in kindergarten. So here he writes, Meriv acher al tisaber. Do not get hot-headed over in a quarrel that you have nothing to gain from. Ki malcha ulitzara zoi. V'chein amar al tidaber midavar. Also we have said, do not tidaber midavar she'enai shelecha. Do not engage in a conversation that you have nothing to do with, nothing to gain from. It was very interesting, you see in Yeshivin Beis Medrash, especially a public place, it's a very big problem. It's a public place. So you have people, they're talking politics, they're battling, they're talking about things. Oh, where have you been? Excuse me.
Not
there. Okay, so people are talking about things, and there's someone on the side listening. He's make-believe that he's learning, but he's really listening. All of a sudden, in the middle of their conversation, he buds in, and he starts expressing his opinion. Who asked you? What's your business? What's your business? You're here to learn, so sit and learn. Just because these two people are battling and they're talking about politics, they're talking about who knows what, just because they're having a conversation, who needs your 2 cents? Mind your own business. You're in shul, you're davening, and there are two people having a conversation. Who cares what they say? Who cares? You're going to go tell which one is right. You're going to be the big dayan, the big shofet, to go tell who's right. Mind your own business. Something that's not your problem. If it's your problem, then your 2 cents will make a difference because it affects you. V'zeh, now here are hard words. I don't really understand what he's trying to say fully. V'zeh is a choyvuhu le'acher. Asha yoriv imoy. Okay, if you're going to engage in a conversation that's not your business, you're taking a side and you're causing one of the sides to suffer. And here it says, V'ein chavin le'adam sheloi bifanav. It's not right. It's not right to go, be a prosecutor, to go and accuse a person not in his presence, where he does not have the right to defend himself. In other words, it seems what he's trying to say over here is that there are two people here that are fighting about Trump. Okay, Trump makes a decision. Trump makes a statement. And there, two people are fighting, and one says, brilliant, so such a brilliant thing he says. Oh, and the other one says, shayta sheba oilam. So you come along and you say, I agree that what he said, I agree that it was a foolish thing, what he said. What's your business? It's not fair because Trump doesn't daven in the shul. So he's not here to defend himself. If Trump would come and daven in our shul, so then we can say to him, you know, you said something which, in my opinion, is foolish. Defend yourself. Defend yourself. Okay, so then maybe you have a right to make your statement, because the person who is the subject of your negative words has the ability to defend himself. I'm not stabbing him in the back. But if he's not present, he can't defend himself, and people walk away thinking that I know what I'm talking about when I really know nothing. So he seems to give two reasons why it's not proper for you to engage in a conversation that you have nothing to do with. Number one is, mind your own business. Number two, if you're taking a side in a debate, so you're basically saying that one person is right, the other person is wrong. What right do you have to accuse another person of being wrong in something which you have no knowledge about, and the person is not present to defend himself? There is always another side to the story. In every single time you see a maisa where someone is critical about another person, always, b'li yotzei min haklal, there's another side to the story. And you have no right to make an accusation when the person who is the subject of your accusation does not have the ability to defend himself. And there's a principle in halacha, ein chavin le'odam sheloy b'fonav. You do not declare a person guilty outside of his presence. People go to, they talk about Dinei Torah, it's a very big problem. They go to Dinei Torah, and they go to a Rav, and they complain that this person did A, B, and C, I have a Shaila, he owes me money, and these are the facts, and the Rav Paskins, you are correct, he is guilty, he owes you $1,000. That is Kineged Kol HaTorah Kula. That person has no business passing a Shaila, being a Rav whatsoever. There's no such thing ever, ever, ever issuing a Psak Halacha or even giving advice when it causes someone else a loss of money, without the other person present having the right, having the ability to present his side of the story. And it's shocking that this happens all the time. It happened once to me.
It happened to me.
What?
A psak? Without hearing the other side.
It's unheard of. What kind of bezdin is that? It's unheard of. I had once someone, a very prominent person, they had a shaila if they owed me money. They owed me money, a large sum of money, and they went to a very prominent person. I had already. They went to a very prominent person, and they listened to the issues, and they decided that I was wrong. Excuse me, did you hear my side of the story? You didn't hear my side of the story. How could you go issue a decision that affects me, especially when it comes to money? Even for one penny, how can you issue a decision without hearing my side? I don't know how you fight. So I at that time decided to let it go, because my bar palukta is a belligerent person, and I know that if I'm going to go to the rabbi and make a fight about it, this person's going to explode and it's going to get out of hand. So I figured for a few hundred dollars, you know what? It's not worth it. It's not worth it. What?
You're a good enemy to have.
Good enemy to have? No, I'm not. No, I'm not. It's not true. I figured in this particular situation, it just wasn't. I didn't let it go. Mm-hmm. I went to another rabbi, and I basically said, I basically said what the situation was. And I said, I don't want to fight, but I don't want my silence to be interpreted that I acquiesce. Shtik kaida, and I want to issue in front of you a protest. I don't know if it has any validity in halacha, you know, like Bava Basra Sugi to make a machah, chazaka. I don't know if it has any meaning what I did, but I just went to a prominent person and I told him, I'm very upset what happened, and I don't want to fight because it's not a good time to fight, because the person is very, very, very worked up about this. I don't want to get involved, but I just don't want my silence, and I feel an avla that someone's deciding against me without even hearing my side of the story. It's unheard of. And he totally agreed with me. And I just said, I just want from you a letter that you have, that I've spoken, and I've told you that my silence should not be construed as an admission. And he did. He wrote me a little note that I don't know if he told me. He doesn't know if it means anything. He doesn't know. He's not in that caliber of a pesach that what I'm doing over here has any meaning whatsoever. There's no one way or another way. But he wrote me a note that I came to him and I told him that I'm very upset what happened, and my silence should not be construed as an admission. And the reason why I'm not making a fight is because now is not a good time to make a fight for whatever the reasons are. Okay, and that was it. And that was it. Nothing happened. I never took up the matter. I forgot about it. It was a very long time ago. I forgot about the whole thing. Whatever, but you cannot, it is, and this is a principle that we just learned today in the words, Ein Chavin L'Adam El Shaloi B'Fanav. To me, it's very amazing, this thing, because I never, my whole life, understood this thing called Ein Chavin L'Adam Shaloi B'Fanav in this fashion. I always understood this in the Talmudic principle. And that is, if you are a shliach, if you are, can a person be a shliach to receive a get? A man wants to give a divorce to a woman. He wants to divorce a woman. And this man did not appoint, this individual was never appointed by the woman as an agent to receive her divorce. She was, I was like, here's a get. I want to give it to you. By you taking the get, I want her to be divorced. It's nonsense. Why is it nonsense? For a woman to get divorced is considered to be a choiv. It's a bad thing. You cannot, Ein chavin la'adam sheloi b'fanav. If this person was not appointed as an agent, and I'm doing something that is for her evil, it's not a good thing, this person's acceptance of her get is total nonsense. But let's say I want to give a person a gift. I want to give you a $1 million gift. Is that a good thing? Certainly is. And this person has not been appointed an agent. I mean, he was never appointed to be the recipient. And I say, here, I'm giving you $1 million. By you taking the money, it will be, you will serve as the agent to Mr. So-and-so. It will be as if he has received the $1 million. So you're going to be an agent without being appointed as an agent. Is that a good thing? Well, usually, 99% of the time, when you give someone money, it's a good thing, usually. Okay, well, let's assume no complications here. It's a zuchus. Zochin le'adam sheloi b'fanav. And therefore, if I give you the $1 million, and then 5 minutes later, I say, you know what, I changed my mind. Give it back to me. Too bad. It's over. It's over. It's in his possession. So you're right, it depends. You're right, you're talking about Naguna, so you have to, let's discuss the standard situation. Let's discuss a normal Tav, L'meisav, Tandom, L'meisav, Amaloi, generally. Everything has exceptions, but generally, let's assume it's a good thing. It's a bad thing, out of the blue. He wants to give his wife again out of the blue without any discussion. It's considered halacha clearly to be a bad thing. And therefore, a person cannot be a recipient of a get unless she appointed him as an agent. Ein chavin le'adam shloi b'fanav. But zochin le'adam shloi b'fanav. That's always how I understood this expression chazal. It's a Talmudic principle in the laws of shlichus. It relates to the laws of shlichus. Along comes Rav Yehuda HaChassid, and he says, guess what? There's another interpretation. It has nothing to do with shlichus. It's a principle in halacha that applies to lashon hara. It applies, don't say something nasty about your friend behind his back because he can't defend himself. If you have something nasty to say that relates to other people, say it in his presence so he can defend himself and present his side of the story. The world is not only your side. Everything has another way of looking at things. That's what it means in chavin la'adam shloi b'fanav, because you have to give him the opportunity to defend himself. It doesn't just relate to hilchas shlichus, it relates to hilchas chavis halavavis, hilchas deis, the chavis halavavis. Let's now go further. Now here we go to the pasuk of the dog. That's the way it's spelled. Indeed, that is how it is spelled in the pasuk. I told yesterday it might be a typo. Chas v'shalom kelev. No, the way a dog is spelled in this context, cholev, a dog. Oiver misaber al riv loy loy. And you have to add a letter into the pasuk. Ibn Ezra explains, and then you have to kimachzik, make believe. There is a chaf before the letter mem, and it means, and read the pasuk out of order, misaber al riv loy loy. Read the second half of the pasuk first, pasuk hafuch, perish hafuch. A person who gets hot-headed, misaber ketzef. Misaber means ketzef. You get hot-headed, you get angry, you get worked up, you get to fight. Al riv loy loy. Over a quarrel that you have nothing to do with, you have nothing to gain from. Now go back to the beginning of the pasuk. It's kimachzik. It's just like you go over to a dog and you grab the dog by the ears and you shake it up. And what does the dog do when you grab it by the ears and you shake the ears? It bites you. It bites you. Right? It's like
Kimachzik.
That we know. You want to rule before Hashem. I were you, I would cut all your head.
No, Yaakov sent Malachim to him. Why you should send?
He had a good day today.
It's like taking
a dog by Kimachzik Boazne Chelev. Cholev, Oiver, a passing dog. A Cholev, it's not your dog. You never saw this dog before, and you never will. A stray dog. You never saw it before, and you never will see it again. It's a passing dog. What do you, if don't bother it, it won't bother you. And no, you have to get involved. You have to go over to the dog, hello, Mr. Dog, and you take it by the ears, and you shake it, and it gets very angry, and it bites you. You have no one to blame. Ma loyal, it's our zone. The zel bazach, don't get involved in machlekes, that's not yours. It's like holding on to a dog in the ears of a dog. It's very fascinating that he used the word ears. Okay, keep that in mind, because we're going to talk about ears, hopefully later on, we'll learn about some Purim and Yonim about ears. Interesting thing about ears in the Megillah. Let's now go to the next halacha. Next, he quotes over here, Yishami, which I didn't look up. I don't know what this means. Let's just read anyway. Al tihi baz ledibur achicha. In other words, do not despise when someone says something not nice about you. We'll have to come back and explain those words after we read this parish on those words. He explains now. Kishuhu midaber begaiva dvarim shenadas soivaltan v'noyach lecha lechashpiloi migavosei uletavsei bidvarav. Al tochosh bozeh. Very important rule of life. And it's very simple. I don't know why we have to even read this in the Sefer. It should be very, very simple. And that is, if you hear a person talking nonsense, you're in a room and a person talks an extreme gaiva. He talks about himself in a despicable way. And in your eyes, his mode of speech and his expression and the things he says is just an abomination in your eyes. But guess what? It has no effect on you. It's not related to your business. It's not related to your life. He's not insulting you. It has no effect. This just guy is a despicable person. And he talks like he talks. He talks disgusting talk. He talks. He thinks he's God's gift to this world. V'chulu v'chulu. So let him have, let him think whatever he wants. You're not the policeman of this world. You can't solve all the world's problems. It's none of your business. If he's talking, even though it's despicable in your eyes, don't put him in his place. Don't let him live in a world of fantasy. Kima tarviach badovar. What are you going to gain out of correcting him and putting him in this place? If it's your child, maybe, you know, your Rebbe, your child, of course. But stam person, you don't think you're going to solve all the world's problems. V'al tikanter shum adam v'afilu nachem. Do not provoke any human being, even a goy. Ki kashata tishkach yeh oisa lezikaron. Even though when you forget about it, ki kashata tishkach, they'll remember it. And then he quotes a story which I have no idea what this is. You know what the story is?
Yeah.
What's the story?
Someone was Roy Chazirim. He was shepherd for the Chazirim. And the Jewish people were mocking him. And after that, he became leader and king. And he got revenge from all of them.
There was a person who was a what? A person who was a shepherd of pigs. And the Jewish people, they mocked him.
Yeah.
What kind of parnasa do you have?
Yeah.
You're a shepherd of pigs?
Yeah. Yeah.
They made litzanis. And the day then came when he was elevated to a position of authority, became the king, the governor, became the king.
And
then the people came to beg and they needed a favor from him. And they come, they bowed down in front of him. So they totally forgot that years ago, this was a shepherd of pigs, and they were made litzanis. And then now they have no recollection, and now they're coming to beg for a favor. But the one who was the victim, insult, he didn't forget. And when he sees these people now coming and asking for a favor, oh, you want a favor from me? I didn't forget. It's too little, too late. I did not forget how you despise me. Very good. Yeah, Shekoyach. Now you see that you have redeemed yourself. You have redeemed yourself. Very good. Very good. Yeah.
Now I'm going to be Ashkenazi.
A very big problem with all this. I understand it's a big wide thing. Many, many times when the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to be Meisach, you know, it's very difficult because It goes round and
balance,
round.
Balance, balance, balance.
You know, a lot of times, yeah.
Balance, balance, balance.
You know, if you're not meichav, then you're nitvas
bechakam. You're right. Every, you cannot generalize.
It happens all day long. You see people doing inappropriate, wrong things. And it could also be a kavod shemayim.
But it's not talking about any things. He's talking about speech, a manner of speech. A person walks in and he says how great he is. He talks about it, he brags and brags. You know, sometimes people they don't realize how much pain they cause other people by bragging. They come and they brag about their children and they show you pictures. The first thing they see is they rather take out their phone, they show this picture, that picture. Don't you realize the person that you're talking to doesn't have children? Don't you realize the person that you're talking to has a sick child, has a special needs child? Don't you have any sikh, have some sensitivity not to go and brag about your children, how great they are and how successful they are when your children are not as successful? No, the guy obviously doesn't have that kind of seichel. So is it now, so what should you do? You have two choices. Either you can just be quiet, or you can say to him, you're shaita. Don't you realize I don't have children? Don't you know how painful this is to remind me of my problems when you go and you brag about yourself? So those are your two choices. So he's advocating, be quiet. Don't go correct every wrong in this world. There's no yosher in this world. Yosher is dead. Yiskadal v'yiskadash shmei rabo. What? That's what it says. Read again. Read the first line. Read the first line of Ayin Dalad. Al tihi boz. Do not be. Have a sense of
humiliation.
No. Buzz means to look down. Buzz means to despise. To despise. Lidibor, the speech of your brother. Your brother says something to you, and your brother says something to you. Dibor, read the words backwards. Lidibor ochicha. Your brother makes a comment to you. He has a conversation with you. Your brother means your fellow Jew. And what he says is very disgusting. It's in your eyes, it is despicable what he said to you. So he says, giving you some common sense, some advice for life. If you're going to live a life where everything that someone says to you, you're going to analyze and you're going to take to heart, and it's going to be in your eyes buzz. It's going to be disgraceful, despicable. You're going to have a miserable life. Al tihi boz, l'dibor achicha. Don't take your brother's words so seriously. Don't view those words with despise those words. Now, what do I mean? Kishahu medar begaiva. When a person comes to you and tells you how great he is, I got a raise, I got the greatest job, I got this, I got that, I have so much money, I don't know what to do with it. I bought a new house, I bought a new vacation home, I bought a new palace in Eretz Yisrael, I was invited to here and there. Kishu medar begaiva. Devarim shein adas soivaltam. The guy is off the charts. He's saying things that are so arrogant. He thinks of himself. The only reason why this guy, other guy, all your guy is their ulterior motives. What they want from you. V'noyach lucha. It's very easy for you to burst his bubble, and to say to him, Meshugina, what are you talking about? What are you saying? You're talking this nonsense. And how dare you talk to me like that? Don't you realize? Don't you have any sensitivity? It's very easy for you to go and burst his bubble and give it him over the head. V'noyach lucha, lehashpiloi migavasai, ulitavsa bedvarav, and give it unto him over the head. So you know what the Sefer Chassidim says? Let me give you some good advice in life. Al tochosh bezeh. Keep your mouth shut.
Just don't burn your bridges.
Exactly. Don't burn your bridges. Don't take people in life so seriously. Exactly. You may need them later on, like he explained. Exactly. Don't burn your bridges.
Don't burn your bridges.
Don't take the word so seriously.
Don't be so sensitive.
Don't demand what you're entitled to. You gotta overlook. Obviously, there's balance. Obviously, if the guy does this to you every single day and he's torturing you and he's needling you, it comes a point in time where he has to be put in his place. Okay, no one's coming to say that the Sefer Chassidim is telling you that there's unlimited torture in this world. Okay? That's a davar pashut. You're not mechuyif to suffer abuse. I don't think I'm reading into this. I'm reading very simple words.
You don't like what he's saying.
So it's painful. It's painful what he's saying to you. It's painful. If a person doesn't have a job, and he has to schnorr money to survive.
That's the case, but I don't know if
that's what it means. And he comes to you and he says, you know what happened today to me? I just got a raise. I got a bonus. $100,000 bonus. And you're earning $30,000.
There are people that do talk of themselves not in a harsh way.
Like, we're not discussing that. We're not discussing that.
I don't know which one you're discussing.
No.
I don't know why we're debating this. This is so simple. Read the words. Alti boz ledivor achicha is something which would normally get you worked up. Don't take seriously. Kishuhu medaber begaiva. You never had this experience? I have this every day almost. Every day. Follow me around. I once, when I was in rabbi training school, I never understood this. The rabbi said this. I thought he was crazy, the rabbi. I remember who said this. I can't tell you he said this. And I thought he was crazy for saying this. And now I live on this thing every single day, not related to rabbanus, related to just life. The rabbi said, training the balabat, and they always wonder, what do you do the whole day, rabbi? We're paying you $100,000 or more.
Yeah?
What do you do, Rabbi? I heard this, who knows, long ago, how many years ago I heard this, in rabbi training school. Rabbi, what do you do the whole day? What's your job? You give a drosh on Shabbos. Shabbos morning, you give a sermon. You say a shir for 45 minutes before mincha. And during the week, once in a while, you'll give a lecture for the women, once in a while, and you do mechiras chametz. And once in a while, so you have a shaila, which anyone don't know the answer to. Someone calls for a shaila. What do you do, Rabbi, the whole day? What do you do the whole day? So he said, tell those people, follow me around. I invite you to come home with me. I'll give you a room, and you follow me around the whole day. You stay with me. You stay by my side the whole day. And then after a few days, then he asked me the question again, what do I do, and why are you paying me all this money? So I thought he was nuts. I thought this rabbi was totally wrong. And then over time, I realized it's not a rabbi, anyone. Anything that you do in life, you have any job, you're a computer programmer. What are we paying you this for? What do you do the whole day? What do you do? This is the code you've produced after working on it for a whole day. Your any job that you do, follow me around. Then you'll see why you're paying this amount of money to get this, what you think is so insignificant, to get the job done. So you're asking me, where do I hang out? Where do I hang out? Come with me. I'll take you into the den of lions.
Come with me to the casual.
I'll take you to some of the strangest places you've ever been and meet some of the strangest people you've ever met your whole life. Mayor, am I saying good?
Absolutely.
Mayor knows. He follows me around. We've met some very strange people.
Excuse me. I want to defend my opinion that I told that Mahazik was not killed over Mitaber from the Yaakov. So why? Why? Because Esau had seen all to kill Yaakov, and Yaakov escaped.
Yeah.
The same as the pig's shepherd. He has in mind. And now he sent messenger, and they came and saw Esau is the same that he has seen all the king of you. And some commenters say, why you should send messengers to real angels?
I really don't understand what you're saying.
Maybe
others
understand.
All right. No, Ad Khan, we have to learn. Yeah, halacha ayin hey. Halacha ayin hey. Abayisai, please. Halacha ayin hey. Come on. Al tagbia kolcha lashuv azois. Don't answer chutzpah. Ya oshir ya'ane azos. If you answer chutzpah, it means you're rich. The collectors are going to come after you. Al tagbia kol chol loshuv azois. Never respond with chutzpah. Al kol divorecha tedaber ba'anav v'chavod. Everything that comes out of your mouth should be with humility and with dignity. Ki divrei chachamim benachas nishmoim. And he's coming to teach a merdiga thing. He's telling us, what is nachas? What does it mean nachas? The translation of nachas is anova and kavod. Nachas means humility and dignity. That is the taitch of nachas. Say so when you have nachas from your children, you should have, they should be humble. They should have dignity. That's what he's teaching. I'll call the Varecha to David Ba'adav the Chavod, ki divrei chacham ben nachas nishmar. There are a lot of hidden gems in the Sefer Chasidim. To accurately translate the word nachas. What does that mean? It's a very hard word to translate. You ask the person, you have nachas, what do you mean? He's giving us a mahalach, humility and dignity. The al tarbe devarim b'telem, don't talk nonsense. Imamadu ben anashim, when you're amongst men, okay? Mila b'sela shtikusa b'trein, okay? It's much more valuable to be quiet. The kol shekein ben hanashim al tarbe sicha, talking to women too much leads to one thing only. We all know that. That you have to be very careful. In Bohim, late Sibakai Mayuzu, there are two interesting stories about talking to Noshim. Very interesting story. First of all, you have to know that Rabbi Meir's wife, the Gemara mentions Rabbi Meir's wife was Bruria. Yeah. She was a shrewd devil. Yeah. She was a shrewd woman, a very shrewd woman. Once one of the boys came to the house and knocked on the door, and she wanted to speak, I don't remember the exact words of the Gemara, yeah, to knock and speak to her husband, and his choice of words were a bit verbose, and she gave him Musar. She said, "You're a Talmud Chacham. You could have asked a question with one less word. You could have phrased your question."
Ezoi
derech la'akoi.
She said, so he said, all right, Ezoi la'akoi. She said, la'akoi. Could have said just la'akoi, and I would have understood that you meant.
So what's the problem?
How do I get to Akko?
Because I'm a woman. I'm an Ashes ish. I'm a married woman. And when you talk to a married woman, al tarba sicha im ha'isha. And for you, a Talmud Chacham, a student in the yeshiva, the average person in the street, we have lower standards. But for you, who is a student of Torah, you're talking to an Ashes ish, you should fulfill what Chazal say, al tarbe sicha im ha'isha. If you can construct a sentence with less words, you're obligated to do so. Unbelievable. It's a Gemara. Unbelievable statement. Everyone in there, Madrega. Next interesting story about al tarbe sicha. Oh, I just forgot the story. Al tarbe sicha im ha'isha. Another very good story. I don't remember it. I'll have to come back to it later on. I'll come back. I know
that
was on
the case of Beluria was that the Talmud was learning Belachash. Yeah. She kicked him to read loud.
Okay, now I remember the story. The story is, there was a story, at least you have a Kalmel Shtat, that the story came back to mind. The story is, I love the story, I don't remember which Rebbe, it was a certain holy, I don't remember, I know there was some fellow who repeated it to me, the story, in all the gory details. And the story is, there was a young boy, and he was a very holy boy. You know, he learned in yeshiva, whole day learning yeshiva. He didn't talk to girls. He didn't have an opportunity really because he was just sitting and learning yeshiva. And one day he goes out to the market to buy some food, and he comes to a food stand, and he asked a question. I don't remember the details. I asked a question. Maybe if I find out for you about melons. He wanted to buy, how much are the melons? Are they fresh? Not fresh. And the girl, it was a young girl, his age, that was selling the melons, and she responded with a pikchus. She responded with an expression from the Gemara. She quoted a pasuk. He asked a question, and she responded by quoting a pasuk, or quoting a Maimar Chazal, which answered the question in a very clever way. And this boy was very impressed. He was very clever. So he picked up his eyes to look at her. Like, that's a natural response. When someone says something very clever, he was very shy. He's buying some vegetables in the stand. He asked a question. And there happened to be a young girl who was selling the melons. And she says something very clever. He picked up his eyes to look at her. And he goes home back to the yeshiva. And you have to understand, there's a different world. We're not talking over here, 21st century America. And it pained him that he looked pre-FJJ world, okay? And it pained him sincerely that he took pleasure in conversing with a woman, with a young woman. And, you know, it's not befitting for a boy It's so right, even though it's single, there's no technical violation, okay, obviously. It's just that where he came from in his world, in his hashkafa, it was not, nothing was wrong, no one's punishing him. He was hard on himself that in his standards, what he was aspiring to, he felt that he caught himself off guard. She said something, he picked up his head and he looked at her and he smiled and he had pleasure. Okay, big deal, you know, big deal, right? So it bothered him so much, he went to his Rebbe. Listen to the story. He went to his Rebbe. He went to his Rebbe. And the Rebbe said to him, you know, it says in the Gemara, I guess the Rebbe Taka knew who the girl was. Maybe he went to the store. He knew who the girl was. And the Rebbe was already one step ahead of him. And the Rebbe said, this girl's a good shidduch for him. So the Rebbe was very clever and said to him, you know, it says in the Chazal, Osur l'kadesh isha at sheyirena. So you can be misaking that ri'iya, that could be retroactively a pegisha, a date. And a date, you mechuyev to go on dates. You mechuyev. Asar l'kadesh isha at sheyirena. So therefore we can be misaking this, that you're hard on yourself. There's a solution. Retroactively, this will have been the fulfillment of Asur l'kadesh isha at sheyirena. You can marry her. And the Rebbe, his Rebbe knew that this was not just Stam, you know, Mishagas. He knew that this indeed was an appropriate shidduch for this young boy and for this young girl. Kachava. Kachava. They live happily ever after. No one lives happily ever after. No one lives happily, but at least they went forward. They went to the next step.
Without consultation of the rabbi,
Stoik.
Obsessive compulsion.
No talking. No talking. Okay, let's finish up the last line and we'll finish next. Imboyim leitzonim b'mokim moishavcha pisoim u'medam divri havai. If you're sitting in Beis Medrash, this happens every single day. You're sitting quietly, minding your own business, and walks in two gangsters, okay? Walks into the yeshiva too. They sit down with an earshot, and what do they start doing? You're here to learn. What are you talking nonsense about? Trump and this and that. Keep your, go learn. What are you talking in Batola? Umedabim diri havai, al toichichem pen yisneucha. Don't burn your bridges. Better, instead of giving a clap and turning around and say, quiet, this is a Beis Medrash, no batala, don't be mevatel me. Sometimes, okay, obviously everything has to be judged. Lech me etzlam, you know something? Don't fight with them. They're not going to listen to you. Sometimes it's a losing battle. You have to know when, where, how. Sometimes the easiest thing for you to do is just pick yourself up and go somewhere else and don't, and if you can, don't sit there because then you'll also become a late like them. Now, what is that? That's a whole new expression. Late sonus is shnia le'erva. What does that mean? It's a shnia. It's a relative. Now, there's shniais. There are different interpretations of what this means. There are, look, what does it say on the parish on the side? Say on the parish on the side. Ki late sonus shnia le'erva ein peyusha lekamon simin peyches simin. Peches. So let's turn there right now. Let's see what he says over here. Simon Peches. Turn to page Kuf. No, we're not going to have time for this now, okay? The Shneel Erva, Kalam Slice, we'll do the next because I want to talk about. So we'll have to leave this for next time, this line. All right, we'll stop here. No, not yet. Not yet. It's still developing, part two. Part two is still, in the shop.
Excuse me. The mothers can go to the school and to